Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dr. After Dark. Welcome to Nadav back.
Yay!
Yes, everybody. Christina Page across from me. You can get the great emails you guys are sending me at drafterdark@gmail.com. And, of course, the voicemails are infinitely entertaining and important at 818-253-1693. And, yeah, we have a lot to talk about.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, where do we begin?
Well, let's talk with your bangs. Let's start with the bangs.
New bangs. Who dis?
You got to get Pedro. I like her.
As the kids say.
I like her bangs.
You like it, bangs. Well, let me tell you, this is upon the request of my husband, Tom Segura.
It's so interesting to me that he is paying that kind of attention to you. Let's talk
you think,
about it.
Okay, well, you tell me what's going
well,
on.
Well, no, I wonder if his recent injury somehow figures into all this and the COVID and everything. Like he's like feeling his mortality or his age maybe or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want you to look vibrant and youthful as you possibly can so I can experience that and drink it in all
I
the
love
time,
it.
Right?
Yeah, it could be that or he's just like...
And you do look younger with the bangs.
Oh, it takes 40 years off. I'm a newborn. I'm dressing like I'm four. No, you should get bangs. I was thinking for you.
No
Wouldn't
bangs.
That be nice to see? Can someone please Photoshop Dr. Drew
with
my bangs?
Well, as it is, I'm going to go even shorter, I think. I don't like
what?
Having hair. Yeah, because I do just white. I look like a candle.
Don't change anything. You're perfect.
No,
don't.
You'll like it.
No. The horny mom community is really into you. I get a lot of emails and
so
stuff.
So I can't look too gay, is what you're saying?
Don't look too gay. Because that'll be...
I go to my hair good
person,
morning,
my dick.
And I say... That's from 90 Day Fiance, and I go and I say, give me the gayest haircut you can. Just a full, I really do. I do. I want to be a gay male haircut. I want that close. You know.
Wait a minute, because what are they doing? They're doing it close and then like a little front.
No.
Oh, that's
just
super.
Just tight. Just close. Sometimes tailored. So.
I like it. I mean, I don't know. I'll tell you what's going on with. Tom
wait,
and
first
I.
tell me about the mommy community that's into me. What
you don't know this?
Are they the same age as me? Are they peer age?
Bro, everybody's into you. I mean, every girl I know, when they're like, you work with Dr. Drew. But he's so fucking hot. I've had a crush on him since I was like 4.
Constantly wet. Nadav is back.
Yeah.
That's weird though, isn't it?
Why?
Whenever,
attractive. Everybody loves you.
When
and
somebody,
you're eternal,
let's say, I'm
and you're
older.
Smart, you're competent.
When somebody way out of my peer age is into me, they're like, oh.
Well, it is creep salad, yeah. It is not normal.
What's the word? Not appealing, but what's the word I'm looking for? This is my COVID brain still. I'm thankful. You know what I mean? I'm grateful for it. You know,
I think people just admire you. I don't think you're not looking at real courting offers.
No.
Lord Bennington, or what's their name? Lord Fauntleroy?
Bridgerton, we're
this
talking
is Bridgerton
about? You've got Bridgerton on the brain. We'll get to that.
But here's the deal. So I got the bangs. I think because Tom's on a weight loss kick, too. Like, he's getting into really good shape now that he's had this injury.
Yeah, see, I think this is all the same thing.
It's like we hit middle age, and we're like, let's do the best possible versions of both of us moving forward. So I actually think it's really positive. Now, the one that is troubling is he goes, I like the bangs. I want you to get a nose ring now.
A nose ring.
A nose ring, and
like,
not
like a bull. You know,
no, not the door knocker. That's way too aggressive. That's so lesbianic. I think
I don't know these things.
Aggro. Okay. I think he wants just the side meow, like the Indian cute little.
Did you ever have one of those?
No, I was never into piercing.
Why does he want to do that to you?
Because he likes. Because
he wants you to look. Because you know what looks young.
And different. He just wants me to be a different girlfriend. I think it was the wigs that started this, like during the choir, the beginning of the pandy.
The wigs?
Weren't you here for this? Oh, okay.
No.
Well, so I started buying wigs on Amazon when this all started. And then it turned into like, who's your girlfriend of the night? Do you want Shandy? Do you want Crystal? Do you want...
do you have any, you're getting some pictures going here?
Bobby and
Trish. Could you talk to Susan about this?
Bobby and Trish. It is fun. Yeah. Do you guys not role play yet? You guys have done anal.
No, we do. We do. We're sort of into.
There's that. Trish. Well, hold on. That looks like Trish. That could be Trish the dreadlock.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And we have a whole thing. Bobby's a truck driver with families in multiple states, and Trish is a lot lizard. There's Sabina, the German DJ. She wears a pink wig.
I'm not sure we have time for all that theatrics. Oh,
well,
we kind of get right to the, you know.
That's what I'm saying. So during the choir, I gave him the option of being different people, and now I think he's trying to make me into a different people. You know what I'm saying?
That's fun. But I don't, I'm not a, I don't know, that nose ring. There's a
Wait, but here's the best part about the nose ring is that he's offered to give my friend and I an all expenses paid trip for the nose ring.
Oh, you're doing it then.
And now my friend is like,
am I your friend?
No, you can't come. And now she's like, come on, do it. I'm like, oh man. And she can pierce it because, you know, she did my
ears.
She
would do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a doctor.
I know, but she's a pediatrician. She's not doing nose rings.
You guys are qualified. You guys draw blood. There's another, the one in the middle. Yep. Go up. That's the Karen.
Nice.
So
that's
that
a Karen. Yeah, that's a Karen.
The aggressive Karen.
I see it.
And he's like the principal of the school. And I come in and I'm like, my kid's not getting enough attention. And then he staples my tits to the desk and he abuses me. These are all common fantasies, very perfectly natural,
perfectly
as you
normal,
say.
Perfectly normal, perfectly natural.
So what do you think? Should I do it for a free trip? Because part of me is just that cheap where I'm like...
Is it trip to anywhere?
Yeah, and I was like South Africa, Cape Town.
Oof.
I would love to go.
They've got a variant down there that worries me.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yeah, yeah.
I meant Cabo.
There you go, Cabo.
Utah.
Yeah, yeah, Cabo.
You think that's safe?
I don't know. Yeah, for sure.
What's this variant? Shit, is this like a flesh-eating COVID or is
it just
COVID? No,
it's just that it has potential to get around the vaccines and the immunity, possibly.
Fuck your mom.
I think the people that have had the illness are probably better off because you have immunity against multiple proteins, you know, antibodies against multiple viral proteins. And so not just the mutated area, it might not slip in. But I worry about that for us. I certainly do not want this again. Thank you. Thank
Fuck.
You. But you can get vaccinated and some of the vaccines are pretty good. You know, against the variant. I'm just thinking how we can get you down
think?
There.
Okay. Well, let's. Yeah. First of all, I don't want to leave my children for that long.
Yeah, it's just two days to get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless I'll wait a few years and then I'll take my sons. I think that would be really fun.
Okay. Go on a safari or something?
Dude, that'd be so wild. I would love that. Okay. I love South Africa. Yeah. Okay. So I'm contemplating this nose ring. Now, let me ask you this. If I just get the tiniest, smallest one,
yeah.
What's the hole going to look like when I take it out?
It usually seals back up. Just don't leave it in too long.
Meaning, what's too long?
I don't know.
A year?
A year or so, yeah. Did he say how long you have to wear it for?
I mean, I'm assuming indefinitely.
Some of our, we must have piercing professionals out there that watch the show.
Of course.
So let's ask them, how long can you wear a pierce on the, whatever the name of this one is, the nasal fold?
The booger sling? The booger, what is it called?
I don't know, but can you wear it a certain period of time on average and still expect it to close up?
Yeah, and I also bought
And how, what gauge ring should you use to increase the probability?
And I also ordered on Amazon a fake one, so I think I'm going to fake him out first when he comes home on Sunday with like...
It's a great idea.
Just a sticker?
Yes, yes.
I think that's what I'll do, really. Isn't that enough?
Will that get you a trip?
Well, I think the bangs alone should get me a trip. I'm trying, but he says no. I'm like, I think the bangs are enough to merit a free trip.
No.
That's what he says. He's like, no, you need a piercing.
Because that's just for him. The bangs are for you too.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, they're more work for me.
You wouldn't get the nose ring were he not demanding it.
No, of course not.
That's
I'm not
saying.
Interested in
the
that
bangs
stuff.
You might have done on your
Would
own.
You get a piercing for Susan? I know. Okay, let's think of something real lame. Like,
well, you know what? Some of these
eyebrow.
I was going to say some of these piercings like have messages attached to them.
Oh.
I 100% of the teen moms had the lip piercing. And so I thought, well, that's the teen mom piercing. and this one with the barbell is a little more antisocial, right?
Yeah. What's that? What show is that one?
More antisocial.
Is that the celebrity rehab piercing?
There's some of that there. And then the nose is more.
Porno
girls, women, young women do that. Not a man. So what would I get? Right.
What are you going
to
get? Teen mom.
A bolt in my chin or a bone across my neck.
No, that's too crazy.
Okay.
I think for you. Oh, I know. What about just an earring?
That's
a
what
stud.
I was thinking. Yeah, an earring.
You could actually rock that.
Okay.
Guys, I think Dr. Drew should get an earring piercing. You were so proud. And I want you guys to start a petition.
You're so proud of yourself for coming up with this. Is it a diamond stud? Do I go rapper? I go
yeah,
full rapper.
Diamond, full big. Yeah. No, what's that rapper? Zolo will know. Who's the rapper that had the diamond implanted in his forehead?
Oh.
You've got to see this. Oh, have
no.
you seen this?
No.
He spent 20.
Lil Uzi.
Lil Uzi.
How much?
Please,
Uzi Vert.
Please Google this,
How
show
much
Drew.
Did he spend?
You're gonna die.
How much did he
like
spend?
Like 24 million, right?
What?
On this diamond, and he had it implanted in between his eyes.
Somebody's gonna kill him for that.
That's what everybody's.
Oh my god!
All the comments are like, "Man, someone's gonna snatch that shit right out your forehead."
Oh my god! How did they secure that?
Look
That's
at
crazy.
That, bro. I don't know how did they. You're medical.
And good for him.
Good
that's
for
all,
him.
That's all I'm saying.
Positive
good
energy.
So Bridgerton.
You have
Bridgerton.
To say. You have to say like a Southerner. They go, "Well, bless his heart."
Bless their heart. Bless
Which
his heart.
Means
bless his soul.
You stupid cunt.
Bridgerton, you're deep into that now.
Oh my god, dude. Bridgerton is like,
you just get wet thinking about it.
Fuck no, I don't actually now
what?
It's making me very uncomfortable.
Why?
Because okay, first of all, I have to give props to Jamie Lynn Sigler on the Pajama Pants podcast and Rob Eiler and Cassim. They have a podcast. It's really good.
I've been on it.
Oh, you've been on
I
it?
I was an early guest, yeah.
Oh, such a good show. And Jamie was like, dude, it is mom porn. And I was like, I'm in, I'm listening. And then I like the chasteness of the first five episodes. I really like courtship and courtly love and like all that. And it's taken quite a horny turn, Richard.
So all that courtship, you like it when he tells her how to touch herself?
That's a little intense. Because I'm like, wait a minute. Because you never see that in these types of movies.
Never.
You only get to
right.
see up until they get married.
Right.
And then it's they ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, yeah.
So Bridgerton gets to show you.
Eat your pussy.
Oh my God.
Well, I told you. Well, that's from The Great.
Oh, yeah. I love The Great. Yeah.
But... Good drop. Where'd you pull that one out?
Yeah. You guys are really
But
fresh
this was
with them.
All so modern, I told you it was distracting to me.
That's what I'm saying. And it blows. Now it's straight into softcore pornography. And it's like, no, I want the Bridgerton back of episode 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Where's my chaste but, looks and my fans?
So you like all that chastity and all that courtship. And we, all day we have voice messages and emails from the male patrons of our podcast. How much do you think they put up with that shit these days?
Courtship?
I mean, do you think they're into that, let's say?
No. Are you into Bridgerton?
I'm gay. It's just different.
Yeah, but you were saying
that
Bridgerton is too
like
gay
it
for your blood.
It was way too gay for me, and it was and it was distracting. I ended up buying into it. A lot of television these days I'm confused by. Even like the flight attendant. Because
the whole time
I'm thinking, oh, this writing is so bad. It's terrible. The story's terrible.
Yeah.
I need to see the next episode.
Yeah, I'm in.
Which is something about the puzzle quality of all of it that gets my curiosity up, even though the whole time I'm going, this is distractingly bad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Bridgerton's turning, it's just horny.
Well, anyway, so all we have is men talking about their dick and how they're coming, right? That's all they want to talk about.
White, yellow.
They want to talk about everything that comes in or out of their dick.
Yeah.
And what's happening with their dick.
Well, how do these men are so obsessed with their dicks? How do they get anything else done?
Well, first, I just want you to just take in that's how men are.
Yeah, I don't know. Seriously, how have you guys built civilizations?
Was it a surprise to you to hear this from men? Did you know that they
I didn't know the preoccupation with white and yellow, and I didn't know the preoccupation with how women are. And like, does this mean that? Because I thought we were just the ones that were constantly trying to decode what men are.
We're not
all
trying
about.
To decode. Here's our problem.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I figured it out with Christina.
Oh, one.
And then I dated Susie, and it was totally different. What's going on here?
Yeah.
That's where men are at. It's just a Rubik's cube. They have to solve. It's solved. Okay, now we got it.
Yeah.
You're always playing a chess match. And we are not. We're a hamster on a wheel. We're just like,
so true. Because you guys like consistency. Consistency. I want it this way, that way. Da, 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 da.
Yes. We want consistency with the penis in mind.
Yeah. It's fascinating. You guys are.
How do we build civilizations?
I don't know how you guys.
I think that's what Dr. Freud was talking about. We'd sublimate all that and find a way to put that energy out into something productive. And
Thank
that would feel
God.
Good too. Thank God.
Well,
but think how much energy that is.
So much energy. And to the detriment of your emotional lives, right? I mean, isn't masculine, that's not the whole thing about toxic masculinity.
I'm sorry, all the men in this, me and all the males watching this just heard, wah-wah, Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah-wah, 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 wah-wah.
Yeah, no feelings.
What?
I know. I don't like them either, though. I understand.
No, they are over. They do have feelings. They're capable of feelings. They're same as everybody else. But they have this powerful motivational system that's overriding stuff and just sort of it's taking their attention.
Sex all day, every day. So now how do you become monogamous then? Because I always, like, how does a man switch off the valve of, like, all the girls to, like, okay, one girl?
Most men don't get to have, to choose amongst them, you know, they sort of have to pick somebody. They just...
Gotcha.
And if they pick somebody they're really interested in, that's fine. We're good with that.
You mean intrinsically interested? Like there's something internal.
No, they feel good. Passionately about for whatever reason.
Oh, that's nice.
The passion is clearly an important part of relationships staying together.
Like you're just drawn to that person.
And there's some of it's how they look, some of it's how they talk, some of it's how they wear. It's all kinds of things go into it for a man.
That's funny.
And who they are and, you know, what they're... And each man is kind of different. What he's really
That's
sort of zoned.
So true. Because I'm Tom's cup of tea. However, there were ex boyfriends whose tea I was not the cup of. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They were like, you're too much.
You can kind of tell, right?
Too wacky. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But he likes my aggression and my Eastern blockiness and fucking. Yeah, like he likes that.
Probably more than just kind of likes it. Like
yeah, it makes his schmeckle hard.
He's
probably.
Into it. Yeah,
yeah,
he's into it.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, it's good, right?
Yeah, it's great. Thank God. Because, you know, when I first got married, I thought, oh my gosh, then, you know, how am I going to sustain his interest as I age? And
well, this is the thing.
You know?
This is when it goes right, we see you as sort of ageless. It's just that we see the same. I mean, he needs the bangs to really
praise
bring
Allah.
It all the way back.
Yeah, he's
But we're just into you. We're into all the versions of you, too, if we're lucky enough. That's sort of how we feel.
Yeah, he said that. You know? He's like, I look at your mom now.
Yeah, we like all the different... We feel passionately about you as the person. But how we get the world, what do we do with all this? One of the things that men... Now they've picked their partner. And when you reject us sexually, it's deeply wounding because we're like, I've selected you to help me with this fucking thing I've been dealing with since I was 13, and you're not being sensitive to it. Oof. You're rejecting it when it's this overwhelming thing, and you're just dismissive of it. And and you're the one that has to help me with this.
Manage
right?
the beast.
Manage
the white. It is. It's white management. That's what wives do.
Put that on a t-shirt, please.
White management. Now I'm thinking. Will you write that down for me? That may have to go in my act because I do think women have to manage the entire house. And I don't know. Now the older I get, the more I'm happy being a second class citizen, like in society, because I think about everything my husband has to worry about. And I'm like, I kind of don't want to deal with
this
like,
needs to be in your act also.
Male worries.
This needs to be in your act.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Like I like that I can choose, like, should I work? I don't know. I want to stay home with my kids right now.
Well, you're choosing
so
those worries. You're choosing to prioritize those worries. And those worries should be elevated to the same status, if not higher, than the male worries.
That's what I'm thinking, right? Too, is that women, our work in the home has been poo-pooed so much, and the male work has been prioritized. Yeah. We should be fucking celebrated and worshipped. And, you know, I don't know. It's a lot of unspoken shit that we do.
Women.
Yeah, white management,
well,
the really
interesting thing to me, now, do not cancel me. I'm just talking about an observation.
Canceled!
Is that, you know, people always talk about the child-rearing and that what, you know, women, the culture requires women, blah, 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 blah. No, there's a thing that goes on. You tell me if this is true
Here
or not.
We go with that whole science talk that
there are
men and women.
No.
Now you're pushing the boundaries, Drew.
But for females... They are in love with the baby.
Yes,
and
I'm obsessed.
They do not want to be away from it.
No.
Period. And it's painful to be away from
it.
The male does not feel that motivational system. He loves the baby. He wants to be around it, but not that I can't be away feeling.
Not like me.
And that's all women with their, not all women, most women with their babies.
Yeah.
And that part pulls you to stay home and prioritize that.
Yes.
And we can't really educate that out of you. Think how powerful it is.
And I will. It's funny because Tom and I were very equal prior to having children. Equal meaning we both did the road. We both came back. We were both podcasters. Yeah. And then children came along and I was drawn to my children the way you're describing. Mm-hmm. And he was not that same intensity. And I resented him initially. I thought, well, don't you love our children? Why don't you have this? And then now I do have to break it down to biology as well as social pressure and the male drive to go make money, go work,
right.
So we feel
an anxiety at that point, like we got to protect all this and we got to make it work and we got to go get the finances
resources together.
And we feel this intensity about being not all males, but these are motivational systems that are in us to be the household. So folks, make the household work. Now, I would happily welcome my wife into that. I have no problem. I don't have to be the only one doing that.
It's nice if she pays some shit too, I guess.
Or whatever. If she wants to take over that, fine too. You know what I mean?
Would you be okay with her being the breadwinner?
Fine with me.
It's
mysterious to me when men are threatened by that.
You wouldn't feel emasculated
I would be, let's go, baby.
Bullshit.
This sounds great. No.
Let's try it. No way.
We'll talk her into it.
She's been
working a lot lately, and we're a team now, so we're working together a lot.
But go ahead. So you're saying,
but that wouldn't. I'm mystified by men that are threatened by women. I was first exposed to that in medical school, when my female peers and friends were saying, I can't date anybody. I'm like, why? Because they find out I'm in medical school, they get freaked out.
Dumb. What? But those are weak, shitty men. Well, my husband loves when I bring home money. Yeah. He's like Ike Turner. He's like, give me the check. Where's the check? Tina, where's the check? And I'm like, here you go, baby. We joke about it all the time because he's like, give me the money. Loves it. Loves.
We still have these motivational systems that are there. We can override them or we can go with them. You know what I mean? That's the good news about society today.
That's correct. There's these emotional... I know, but it's being so denied, and it's even taboo to say.
When you deny human motivational systems, they will get you. They'll come back and bite you.
Well, you're gonna
have to acknowledge them and override them in some way, and it's gonna be hard.
Well, because I'm not 100% beta female stay-at-home mom. Yeah. I'm very alpha, and I do stand-up comedy, and it's a balance, right? But my primary motivation
I know that about you, but I still knew you had that drive to be around them when they were little.
Intense.
And you literally feel grief when you move away, right?
After being here for a few hours, I'm like, I gotta go home.
Yeah, sorry. I'm gonna keep you here for a while, so it's all right.
Hey, go ahead and will you Google that article? There's an article I sent on new breastfeeding terms in the UK. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's so freaking awesome. Okay, are you ready, UK nurses?
Oh, I did hear about this. Yes. You can't use breast milk anymore, right?
No, from now on, we will be referring to breast milk as...
Chest milk, right?
Chest milk or human milk.
Human milk.
So
why don't we just say humanoid? Human sounds a little too... This man is right there in human.
Uh-oh.
Let's get humanoid.
Hold on. And menstruate. I'm offended. It's
woman straight.
No, that's even more offensive.
Why?
It's people straight.
People straight. You're right.
Because men can have periods too, dipshit. So here you go. Milk from the... I can't read it because it came out.
Feeding mother or parent.
So it's been changed so that trans and non-binary birthing people can feel
I like non-binary birthing people. That to me makes sense to me.
Fine.
That's a good piece of language. The rest of it gets a little bit crazy.
Why is that?
It just gets a little bit too much. But I like non-binary birthing people. I like that.
That's fine. I mean, I think, okay, and then also there's now a thing in the UK where they're changing breastfeeding to chest feeding.
Yes.
In addition to... And is that even logically sound? Meaning, even though I'm transitioned,
anatomically, breasts are not part. They're on the chest, but they're not the chest.
Hold on.
So, and it's anatomically inaccurate.
That's what I mean. So, for instance, let's say you transition to a woman.
That's like calling my testes the pelvis.
Correct. It's inaccurate. So meaning that both men and women have breasts, correct? You have male breasts and I have female breasts.
Correct.
Even if I would have a mastectomy.
Which are upon the chest. Yeah.
Chest feeding.
We need to come up with a better term.
See, that's the thing. I don't mind. So, like, maybe it's called, like, non-binary breastfeeding.
Nipple feeding. How about nipple feeding?
I like that. To me, seems reasonable.
Because everybody's got nipples. Nipples is not non-gender.
Can you milk me, Fokker? Do you know where that's from?
No.
Come
on. But it sounded weird when you said it.
Robert De Niro was the movie.
It sounds like a Fokker
episode.
What is it? Meet the Fokkers.
Meet the parents.
Yeah.
Chest
feeding, human milk.
No, nipple feeding. So why did they not go to nipple feeding?
What about the milk? human.
The chest is so, they, you know what, this calling a chest sounds like an agenda. If you just got a nipple, we all would have gone,
because nipple,
but chest sounds so harsh. Like you're trying to say something obnoxious.
Correct. Like yeah. You had a mastectomy or you've transitioned. And then I don't know. What the heck do I know? Chest.
I don't know how long this is going to go on for, but okay.
Wait, hold on though. Oh, this is the best. Okay, so, oh man, these images. Go ahead and describe what we're seeing.
I think I'm seeing... I'm seeing a male breastfeeding right there.
Which is totally normal, perfectly.
I'm not seeing a transgender male breastfeeding. I'm seeing a male breastfeeding. Yeah, some dude breastfeeding. I would argue that I'm not sure that's the developmental message we want to be given.
I agree. I think it's misinformation to a child. Like, hey, men can breastfeed. No, they can't. Biologically, anatomically, that doesn't make sense.
If it's a transgender...
That's different. That's trans... Yeah. But then you can't say that, oh, someone's trans, because then you're not respecting their changed
femaleness.
Gender, you know? Ugh. It's very complicated, and it's definitely an Orwellian newspeak. It's a double plus good on the chest feeding. That is wildly weird. And we have to just acknowledge, hey, man, it's fucking weird.
We need some TikToks on that. Are there TikToks on it? There's got to be. Oh, please
let me do a dive.
Please,
I'll get back to you. I'll do my homework.
Woo! And then we'll put that in the TikTok the musical, which is... Which is coming your way soon.
Chest feeding, not breastfeeding. Human milk, not dick milk.
Speaking of, why didn't they call it? Nipples. Here we go. Painful nipples. Ready?
Okay.
Hey, Hitler. For a couple of years now, every couple months, my nipples become so painful and sore and tender. I don't know if this is Alyssa, female. They hurt even to touch. They're irritated all day. They feel as if they're going to explode. I need to be milked. I'm 29, never had kids or breastfed. My nipples are really sensitive. Yeah, we got that. I can come just from nipple play. Does that diminish you?
Well, I'm just like, I don't, what? Okay. I mean, is that even anatomically possible?
Yes, that happens.
With
this
who?
Is a multi-organ.
Finish me off.
But the pain is so bad every couple months. Please help me. I love my nipples a lot. I don't want them ruined. This is all hormonal cycling. And,
yeah, it's hormonal.
When you're pregnant, it's going to be really intense. And good for you that you can have orgasm with nipple play. Good for you.
Hey, man. It sounds to me like you might be... When you're ovulating, do they get... I would track it. Maybe start tracking.
Yeah, we don't know whether it's the high levels of estrogen or the progesterone that's causing it. It's before you ovulate, my guess.
I'm guessing it's ovulation related, because if you're all fired up because you're ovulating and then you're tweaking your nips to the gawk.
It's not that uncommon, by the way.
It's not that... What? To
have the sensitive nipples like that.
Yeah.
Caroline, 23. I've been with my boyfriend for about 6 months. I would go so far to say as I love him, but his dick is so small.
Oh, no, get out, run!
I can't even feel it when it's inside
me. No, run for the hills!
He does satisfy me in other ways, but when it comes to the penetrative sex, I cannot feel it at all, no matter what position we try. Oh. I've yet to tell him. I'm faking orgasms to make him feel good. I thought maybe I was just losing feeling down there, but that's not the case. Any tips or advice would be great. This one breaks my heart when I hear this.
I know, because they're nice guys.
Can't he just get like a... penis extender
that's
something.
The thing. Haven't they done that penile enlargement stuff yet? We just put
it? It's not very good. But what about a prosthetic? Don't they have penile, you know, prostheses or penile extender? There we go. Phallosan. Penis extender forte. Phallosan forte. Sounds crazy.
A phallosan forte. Isn't that what you play on the
piano
forte?
Is that a piano forte? That's what they played at Bridgerton.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of those, the pumps.
The pumps.
Yeah,
those
I think
are
that's
bullshit.
That's no good.
That's bullshit.
No, we need like something that you put on top.
Or can't they do this with surgery yet?
Not really. I mean, they
Why
have
not?
On the stuff.
Can't
look,
they just
look,
put,
there's this extender.
But
see?
Can't they just put like, can't they put adipose fat around your dick?
So
and
I
make
scrubbed
it
in
bigger?
On one of these surgeries once.
Yeah.
I used to do a show on Discovery Channel called Strictly Sex, I think it was called. And so we did all these sort of medical sex stories. And I scrubbed in on a penis enlargement surgery, and here's how they did it.
Tell me.
They cut the ligament, the suspensory ligament that holds the penis up.
The bone.
The bone.
And the
bone.
And
it holds it against the pubic bone.
Yeah.
Okay, so they cut that. And then they had these guys wear a weight for weeks after that to sort of pull it out and keep it sort of away from the... So it gives it another inch or so. Then... During the same surgery, they peel down the skin and they sew in cadaver tissue to make it
a cadaver.
Broader.
Can't they just give you a
not
bigger
cadaver,
dick?
It's not cadaver penis. It's just cadaver tissue. It looks kind of like a Pop-Tart that you wrap around and sew on. And there is your penis extension and your penis girth.
And it works. And this procedure...
It doesn't really... It works, but these people have all kinds of problems.
What kind of problems?
I'm not a urologist, but my understanding is this has been abandoned because there people had complications and things.
Because you just heard a million guys right now being like, where can I find this? They just Googled like penis operation. Well,
just put
operation.
On the extenders. Like,
you know. How come... I'm telling you, as resourceful as men are... I mean, we've made pills that'll make your dicks hard. Yeah. How come no man has invented the penis extension or the penis growth, either hormone or
the
surgery?
Hormone won't happen. It's not under that kind of hormonal influence. So it would have to be a mechanical surgical thing. And clearly they've been trying. It seems like it's a more difficult thing than you might imagine.
What about silicone like they do in breasts?
They have done those. It gets lumpy and not good. Yeah.
Fudge.
It's not good. You gotta just put on a latex phallus and have fun.
Imagine telling
women do that with each other. What the hell?
That's true. I think her concern is having
you know
to tell him.
What's wrong with it?
Emasculating to be like, hey, bro,
hey,
you've got a small penis.
Not really. He knows he has a small penis.
Does he?
4 inches.
She doesn't know that. But she doesn't know that he knows that.
He knows. And by the way, he wants her to be happy. That's all he cares about. It doesn't have to be, he preferred be by his penis, but it doesn't have to be by his penis.
Okay, so should she ask for him to put on a penis extender?
They should, like everything where things are not going right in the bedroom, you can go, oh, I brought a special gift in. This will be so fun. It's Valentine's Day. Look what I have. And don't have it just be the giant phallus. Have it be a vibrator and a this and a that. We're going to try all these things, see what worked.
Are you hearing? So listen to what Drew just said. It was really sneaky. Hey, yeah. It's Valentine's Day. I don't know if you use an M or an N.
Valentine's, yes.
But I've got an idea to make things more exciting.
No,
here's,
not an idea. Look what I bought.
Look what
I bought. I'm so excited to try all these things. And at least four things. At least four different crazy things that you want to try and do.
Okay.
And we got to try all this and see what works for us.
And in that mix happens to be
a
penis extender. What's
penis
that doing
or
here?
Or even a strap-on. Just a full-on strap-on. Or put a strap-on and an extender
what's
in there.
What's that going on?
Well,
yeah.
It's,
what, how did this get here?
So much. This is all fun.
This is so fun.
And have it be so he doesn't feel slightly diminished. Have it be like a monster penis. So it's like, well, I can't, you know, I could, this even with the surgery, I wouldn't be doing this.
Wait, you don't
and
think
if this is what she likes? Oh, let's go do it.
Okay. So you think it's got to be a big old dong that, like,
I know. Ben, write me about this.
Yeah,
was that going to really knock you down a notch? Or are you going to feel like,
it
might knock him down, but he might also go, well, that's so out of range for me. If that's into, let's go. Let's
okay. What should she get? The biggie or just like an average size dong?
Stem cells for bigger penis. Nadav wants to know.
No.
Now, people have lots of misconceptions about stem cells and all that stuff. It's essentially anti-inflammatory.
In Nadav's brain, he's like, can't you just put dick cells, stem cells?
That's what everybody thinks. You have a stroke, you put the cells in to go to the brain and replace those cells. No, it doesn't work like that. Cells don't go where
I think you should just cut a penis off a cadaver and then attach it on.
Well, that kind of thing may happen one day, right?
Fuck yeah. It can happen now, bro. Don't we have heart transplants? Why can't we have a dick transplant?
It
could fucking happen.
Because nerves are involved, and that makes it always more complicated.
Okay, the nerves.
The nerves have to, but they...
They can grow back, can't they grow?
Sometimes. You're growing into somebody else's nerve there, too. And
someone else's
dick. Yeah, so it's kind of interesting.
But do you even think a guy would care if he felt it anymore, as long as he had a big one?
Then just get a strap-on, right?
This is just the chicken or the egg.
It's hard. Here, speaking of big dongs, I met a big dong a few months ago, mommies. Deep throat him just about every weekend, all weekend. More often than not, my throat would feel sore for days afterwards. Yes, you probably are fucking, you're traumatized. Probably put a petechiae back there, you're bruised. Can this awesome activity do permanent damage to my throat or vocal cords? You're not reaching your vocal cords, honey. I'm sorry that's not happening. Say it isn't so because it really soaks my jeans. No.
Oh my gosh.
This is one
animals,
of your people.
Animals, I know, I love this. So open, I'm so happy.
Either that or my wife caused this to feel okay to talk about. it's fine. You, of course, can damage yourself, right? You can damage... Your body is only made of tissue, right? You can really hurt things.
Yes.
I worry more about chronic injury than acute injury.
Like how
keep,
so?
You
like
keep
what
hitting
you,
it back there and eventually...
What? Her uvula will disappear?
Or something. You know, maybe the palate, the sinuses don't drain normally after a while or something. I mean, who knows? I mean, you're traumatizing the back.
Jesus
you're,
Christ. So how
it.
Often can she...
She can do it.
A blowy.
I mean, obviously, just ease on the intensity. If you're seeing little purple dots back there, that means that you're breaking tissue.
Intensity. So yeah. She needs to, hold on, about every weekend, all weekend is what, hold on, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Yana.
Oh, you're putting your glasses on.
Mom's, I'm fully engaged. I mean, her
is this something
throat.
You're? Are you intrigued by this, or is
yes.
this something you want to practice with?
No,
Tom?
No.
You're
come
just
on,
intrigued.
We're married.
By it.
Come on,
we're married too, and you know.
Well, you guys are special.
We're special.
You guys are different. Married. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Yeah, I mean, she deep throats him just about every weekend, all weekend. I'm thinking, okay, here's my thought, because when your meow gets beaten up by a D, it's because you're. It's the back-to-back-to-back-to-backness of the practice.
Or the duration.
Or right? the duration, right. Yeah, so if you could spread out the beeges.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Give
less traumatic.
Give a day for your throat
to heal yeah.
and then re-damage
but if
it.
But you think about the meow. It takes more than a day.
The meow, it takes a while, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the same thing with your throat, really.
Well, oh, the meow and the throat are the same
similar
tissue?
Similar tissue. Not the same, but the,
yeah.
you know, mucosal tissues.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Do you think, have you ever waxed your genitals before?
Nope.
I'm afraid to, but I'd like to just to see the results. I'm afraid of the pain. Can they rip skin off?
I've often wondered that, like when I see like the 40-year-old virgin when they're taking these huge
yeah.
swaths. It seems like that should happen, but I don't think it does happen very often.
It should happen
yeah.
though, right?
Yeah.
And will I
why
bleed?
Why don't you work with Mrs. Pinsky on this one? Because she's she knows a little something about this whole all this
that's
material.
Her jam.
She was a bathing suit model.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
So she had to do all that stuff. So
her yeah. meow is spotless,
yeah.
flawless, probably.
We saved it from destruction, too. She had a C-section because she had triplets.
Smart.
So, yeah. Our gynecologist literally said, I'm chairman of the Vaginal Preservation Society.
I tried to get mine scheduled, and then my kid came on the day of.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear some voice
blasted.
Messages, shall we? Let's hear a couple of voice messages. We've been having so much fun with your emails.
So much fun. You guys are wild.
Hi, Dr. Drew and Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi,
my
oh,
name
no.
is Beth.
Beth.
I'm calling with a question about herpes. Mm. So I had my first HSV-2 outbreak in 2015, and it was really bad. Sometimes doctors don't even believe me, but I had a outbreak on my arm, my left forearm, my left shin, and the left side of my face. It's 5 or 6 years later, and if I miss one pill of my daily acyclovir, I have an outbreak. So is it normal for this HSV-2 to still be raging inside my body 6 years later that I can't even miss one pill?
Oh, I wish I could talk.
HSV-1 positive too, but that's more normal, I guess, than HSV-2. So I just have both blends. Just curious. Love you guys. Bye.
So you, honey, need more evaluation because what you're describing is shingles.
That's what I thought because it runs down the nerve.
Yeah, the left, so one side or the other. And there is something called herpetic whitlow. And if there's something wrong with your immune system, and herpetic whitlow is in the finger typically. And I could see how it could get into the arm, but to get all the way to the face and the head and neck and stuff, it's like,
Isn't the danger that it could go to your eye and blind
well, that's
you?
The, you can't, and she said she had it in her forehead, which is that typically involves the eye and stuff. And that's shingles.
Yeah.
But herpes is, you know, shingles is a herpes virus, but herpes simplex in the eye is a bad thing. It's the worst thing. But we need more information here. And where is the outbreak? Is the outbreak on the genitalia when she doesn't?
I think
take...
she said in addition to. I'm assuming.
But she kept saying I rages on and stuff. And when you don't take the medicine, is it the vagina that outbreaks again? And that's not uncommon at all. That's very common. In fact, sometimes people think that it might be the chronic suppressive therapy that makes it kind of come back when you come off it. So you could try off it for a while and see if it just kind of settles down. And it does usually settle down over time. Like the over 5 to 10 years, usually the outbreaks are much less intense and much less frequent. And the only reason you would really take the medicine is to not transmit it to somebody else, which has about 95% efficacy if you're taking the medication.
Isn't that a miracle that we can you can suppress that now.
There will be a vaccine soon, I think. Too.
Praise Allah. I mean,
the vaccine world has exploded now because of COVID. Moved a lot of things forward.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
I kind of keep thinking this is going to be the one area that will have some movement.
I hope so. It's such a misery. What about the shingles vaccine? Could she take that? And would that
help?
Well,
that's what I'm wondering. Yes. I mean, maybe. You're too young for this, but I've had the shingles vaccine.
Oh, really? Yeah. I had shingles in college. I was stressed out.
You should still take the vaccine.
I would love to because it was along my stomach. It was so painful.
Yeah, it's terrible. You have to wait till you're 60. When you're older, it can come back and be permanently painful. That's the really dreaded part about it.
What a horrible virus. Yeah, how did this virus happen? Who did it come from?
Viruses are all shitty.
Where does herpes come from?
Well, here's the interesting thing. It probably came from outer space, right? Viruses probably first got here from an asteroid or something.
Oh, right.
Right? They don't fit into the lineage from, but we sort of had single cellular organisms. We didn't have viruses right off the top, right?
Well, I didn't know that. I thought we did as part of the ecosystem.
I think they in some piece.
Aliens.
How do we have animal? Think about, there's so much theory about this. How do we even have animal cells?
I don't know.
Right? Have you ever studied animal cells?
No.
Okay. Well, in animal cells, they have these things called mitochondria.
Yes, I remember that from 10th grade
those
biology.
Those are things
the powerhouse of the cell.
Right. That's correct. But they're actually just bacteria that learn to live inside the cell symbiotically. They have their own DNA. They're identical to E. coli. I mean, identical, except for the cilia and stuff. And it came from somewhere. So I don't think that one came from outer space, but maybe.
Yeah,
because life may be evolving elsewhere, right, in some fashion.
Of course.
And then it travels in on something or comet or whatever. Who the fuck knows?
Oh, my gosh. You're just blowing my mind right now. I never thought of that.
Let me put it this way. I'm speaking out of turn. Apologies to all of you that are academic biologists and evolutionary biologists, but I've always felt like we don't make enough of catastrophes and out of space input into our evolutionary biology.
That is so fascinating.
Because I often think because there are big gaps in the evolutionary
record. Of course.
And sometimes I think maybe an asteroid hit or maybe a comet hit and it exposed radiation and the radiation caused a whole bunch of mutations and then we have mammals or whatever.
Yes.
Whatever,
we know it.
I just don't
think
we factor those things enough.
But we know it happened to the dinosaurs.
Because we always felt from our white supremacy that we were so special that, the moon's got craters all over it, but we don't get craters.
Right.
We never thought about us interacting with the universe.
Yes.
That's how white supremacy works, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's human exceptionalism, right?
The humanocentric model of the universe, which is just so silly.
Yes.
You know what I keep thinking
about? Your buddy Thomas Aquinas was big on it. Why did you waste your time on him?
I know. So it was interesting the way he wrote. But I keep thinking about how we talked last time about Mayan. Was it Mayan civilization?
Aztec.
The Toltec Mayans, the Aztecs. Yeah. And how they behaved and how we see them as such a they.
Yeah.
How could they do
they're the
human?
Same as us.
They're humans.
Yeah, same as us. Given the same circumstance and everything.
Which is so fascinating because you think of people in history as so separate from who we are today.
No, different
toilet.
It's a big mistake. And what you have to think, but the step that very few people make is, what is it about the human brain that caused those humans to make these choices? They weren't random. And they weren't because of their beliefs. Their beliefs came from somewhere, i.e. their brain. And what is it about the brain and the evolution of that brain that gave those sets of beliefs a foothold? Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
Good night. Another voice message. Another voice. See, I'm feeling better. I feel better.
I know. We're back.
Yeah, I think I am.
Hey, Dr. Drew. My name's Casey. And when I was 16, I was there to drink a bottle of canola oil. Vegetable oil, I think.
Okay.
And I drank the entire bottle. I think it was like 16 ounces. And ever since then, whenever I eat any food that's greasy or has a lot of oil in it, I get very, very sick. And I almost have constant diarrhea.
Oh.
And I was wondering, did I give myself like food poisoning? Because I know when some people eat sushi or they get real bad food poisoning, when they eat that same type of food, they get real sick. So I'm wondering if that's kind of what happened to me. Anyways, keep the high and tight. Love the show. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy. So interesting. When he says people get sick from things that they've gotten sick from,
he
means nausea. Usually it's nausea that gets re-triggered by the stimulus. Nausea is such an important protective mechanism against something that makes you sick, right? If you've eaten something, tasted something, blah, you vomit, never taste it again, it always makes you nauseated.
Oh,
that's an evolutionary.
Like tequila with most people.
It's evolutionary adaptation.
You overdo it once.
But he's saying he has diarrhea. So one of the possibilities is he's actually also having nausea and his whole system just gets stirred up by this thing. And
but
he
is
gets
this...
diarrhea. But the other thing is he may have fucked up his gallbladder. I wonder about if he had did something to his gallbladder from all that oil. And that can kind of trigger some diarrhea, even his pancreas. So I wouldn't worry about it too much, but you might want to talk to a gastroenterologist about it, but I wouldn't worry about it. So.
Now, this response you're saying, let's say, I bad sushi, and now I eat the sushi again. Is it my body? It's like a psychosomatic reaction, or is it actually your body going?
It's your body being, it's called the chemoreceptor trigger zone in the brain.
What?
And taste, smell, visual can all trigger it. Because we need to avoid things that cause poison,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Oh, wow.
And so that's highly evolved mechanism. Highly evolved.
That is so crazy. I did not know that. That's probably why I can't drink whiskey anymore either. I got real sick.
I strangely, for years, had one of my most intense nausea because I was sick with a fever following taking, it was a little red and white peppermint like ball. It wasn't hard. It was like kind of honeycombed. And I ate it, and then I got severely ill, and I couldn't even think of that.
A ball of what? Like peppermint candy
peppermint
shit?
Peppermint candy, like powdered, sort of powdered, would kind of dissolve in your mouth. Ew. Not a hard candy.
It was How could you get sick from that?
I didn't. I had a fever, and the proximity to eating it was within hours. I had a high fever and sick,
and, you're just like,
and then I could never think about that again. Whenever I think of it, I'd get this extremely intense nausea. Now, what's interesting is that wears off. Like I have zero of it now. So it probably lasts about 20 years though.
Yeah. So. Oof.
How about a TikTok or two?
TikTok, you don't stop.
Yep.
I love my talks. They're
washing my dishes. Sorry. There's actually one more under there. Can you grab some? Yeah,
I guess. Oh my god. Nuns are so funny.
Yeah. It's just a palate cleanser. I like to sorbet every now
and then. But we can even read into this, right?
It's cute.
It's the one that's under the sink.
Rascally.
She's the rascally alcoholic, right? She's the Irish alcoholic. She's got the Irish gene.
Are nuns allowed to drink?
No. That's one of the ways you prevent it from happening. Become a nun. But you still hide under the sink when you have that gene.
Yeah. She's got the rascally.
She's got the gene.
Yep.
Yeah.
She needs to party.
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting.
Isn't that
nuns.
Interesting? You could see it in her just when she comes up
like,
under the sink.
Wow. What's up, bitch?
Yeah.
She's
a wildling.
She's a wildling. Yeah. Now, men can drink. The male priests can drink in the Catholic
and
Church.
They do.
And they get ripped.
Well, I've treated a few.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they confess to everything to you? Or are they like, and then I masturbate compulsively?
After
they're
not
drunk.
Not to me. Not to me.
But do you think,
their sponsor, they have to.
Do you think
that... The sponsor would be another priest, ideally.
Well, hold on. Do you think that they drink and then rub one out, and then they're like, but I was so wasted. Like, you know how people blame getting wasted?
Are priests not allowed to touch themselves?
No. They're only allowed to
you
have
sure?
nocturnal emissions.
Are you sure?
I'm fairly certain.
Even in the news, in the modern world?
I'm fairly certain they're you're not... Dude, they didn't...
No wonder they have trouble recruiting.
They can... Oh, boy. Yeah. They cannot masturbate. A breach of celibacy. They cannot. They can have a nocturnal emission. Google, can nuns drink alcohol? Very weird.
Oh, there's a question. Do you see that last comment? Wait. Go back to that. There's something really interesting in that quote.
About J and their D's? Masturbation is...
Look at the last sentence.
Taken in its strictest definition, there is a question mark over whether celibacy is possible.
You see?
Yeah. Oh,
so they're questioning whether this not touching themselves is even realistic.
You, of course.
It's not possible.
It's not.
So they are touching themselves.
Oh, my.
That one sentence.
But could you imagine being a priest and then rubbing one out and the tremendous guilt you must feel?
I guess.
I mean, they probably flog themselves
after. But they get forgiven. God forgives.
You have to repent. That means you got to go to your friend in the convent or wherever they live, the cloister, and be like, Joe, let's go confess. I jerked off again last night.
I gave a speech at...
That's terrible.
At Gonzaga University one time, years ago. And in the front was all this clergy while I was talking to the student body about...
J and their D's.
Stuff. And one of the guys in the room became a famous comedian. I forget his name. He did Drunk History every season.
No,
big guy, huge guy.
Is.
And he was so talented. He actually did a little performance beforehand. I said, dude, you got to do
something.
And he said that moment convinced him he was going to go be a comedian.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
But one of these clergy came over to me afterward. He goes, have you ever seen this? And it was like, you know, the penitences or the miseries of Saint somebody. He goes, this is how you deal with problematic behaviors. And it was essentially wearing a hair shirt.
I love
burning,
that stuff.
Burning yourself.
I live for this weirdness.
And the clergy that gave it to me was clearly a guy.
Yeah.
And this is how he turned
dealt
it
with
off.
This gayness. Yeah, I love studying those psychos, like the early desert fathers. They used to go out into the desert and just suffer and
this
wear the hair
Thomas
shirts.
Aquinas came
that,
in.
This is the same year I studied all that. Yeah, God. It's so fascinating, the idea to purify the body.
Well, now
the body's
you know how
evil.
how they're so preoccupied with the peener. You understand how what they're fighting?
Yeah, it must be horrifying. Yeah. For those men.
Think about it.
I know.
They have the same intensity as our writers and callers and TikTokers. Same
stuff. This is why I'm converting to Judaism, because
we don't worry about it.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, you love God? Okay, well, you can J or D and love God. Those are not mutually exclusive.
It's shocking, right?
Yeah, like you can get married, have family.
To be fair, though, it seems like a lot of the Catholic Church was sort of dealing with. I mean, let's face it. There were excesses of the Roman Empire and violence, and they're trying to tamp it all that down. And they did so effectively. And so there was some behavioral sort of side effects that worked for building society that they kind of went with.
Yeah, scaring the shit out of people. That kind of works.
Kind of. We do it the wrong way now.
Back to nuns drinking, however.
Yeah,
I think
it says
Google,
you could, huh?
You could. So I guess they do, but they don't do it to excess from what I know.
They have social pressure.
For a nun to be drunk, however, is a different story. Yeah, they don't. You don't. I never saw nuns drunk.
Right.
I did see priests drunk, however, many times.
What was your relationship with the Catholic Church? I didn't know this.
Oh, well, I went to an all-girls Catholic high school.
I guess I did know this. This is where the goth kicked in.
Yeah. And then, no, goth was before that. 13, I turned goth. Yeah. Then by the time I was 14, 15, I went to that school. Mm-hmm. And then I went to college, a Jesuit college. And then in Oxford, I got to hang out with some priests, Benedictine monks. And I was really fascinated with Catholic Church and Thomas Aquinas and the meaning of existence and does
and
God
what
exist?
Was it? What fascinated you about that?
Well, does God exist? So I studied that question for an entire year.
Well, that's one aspect, but you went in a certain direction with it, which was the self-abnegation.
Oh, it's the best part.
Why?
It's
you like men abusing themselves?
I love it. I think
it speaks volumes.
I know. I like wacky behavior. Do you understand that was the first TikTok, right? Is some priest
Thomas Aquinas
putting on a hair shirt and being like, I've got bad feelings.
Okay, now I get
weirdness.
It. I get it.
I'd live for this shit.
Was it a?
I love it.
Was it like a positive preoccupation?
Morbid curiosity. Why do we watch serial killer documentaries? Why do we want to know about the dark side of the force?
I don't really.
I'm sorry. We're not all into musicals. We're not as cool as Dr. Drew with his love of skipping and gay Perry.
Okay, so the dark came from your dad, right?
Yeah, oh, for sure. So Eastern European, so this is my upbringing. Yeah. Yep. Life is terrible. Yeah. Everybody's full of shit. You're going to die. So that's just cultural. That's who I am.
So you just wanted to
go
dig
to the dark side.
It's
of
almost
course.
Like a traumatic reenactment for you.
Oh, possibly.
Yeah, because you wanted to dig in further into all that misery.
Let's go right into the heart of darkness and figure out why I like it. Why?
Yeah, in a way, you were flogging yourself.
Of course.
Yeah, and the same with the black fingernails and everything. That's all that. Yeah.
And that year I was
now
very
it's bangs
depressed.
And nose rings.
Yeah, let's get wild. Well, now I'm out of the depression, so I'm like, let's go fucking party. Wait, did you not have you had your dark side, you said, in the 70s.
I was depressed. Yeah. I didn't act it out. In fact, I saw a home movie of me. Did I tell you this? Holy shit, I've got a story for you.
No, you showed me. You were singing Godspell with your other
hippie
friends.
Right. And I was looking at the home movies that we shot in 1977, and there's no way you could have told how messed up I was. Just looking at that movie, I'm like, oh, yeah, I hit it. And I ended up talking to a friend of mine that was also part of the cast who was experiencing the same thing at the time, and I had no idea he was.
I guess that's youth, too.
Although I was drawn to him to be a friend. You know, you spot it, you got it kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's so true.
To people that are similarly inclined to feel a certain way, yeah.
So true.
Yeah. Another TikTok. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
More TikTok.
The fairy tale for a woman in life is that she gets a house, she gets a car, she gets kids, she has family around, she has a career, and her paychecks from her career go into her personal bank account, and you pay for everything else. If she wants to have a garden, she might happily go out there and plant petunias or whatever, daisies, but you're going to pay for it. You're going to have to go down to Home Depot or whatever and get the fucking mulch or whatever it is for her to plant the fucking garden. She'll probably want you out there on your day off of all days to do it. You know, or any other little stupid pet project they want you to do around the house. When all you want to do on your days off is just have a drink, get your dick sucked, watch a little TV, and take a fucking nap. Maybe go out to eat and go check out a movie. You know, yes, so simple, our life is fucking boring.
Well, he's right about the simplicity of the male. He's got that part down. Everything else, no. No.
What do you mean?
Let me fill in what
this
happened
isn't
here.
How you and Susan operate.
Let me fill in what goes on here. This guy could not get laid in high school. He finally found somebody to get married.
Yeah.
She'd had enough and divorced him in some horrible way. Probably cheated with his best friend.
Yeah.
He can't get a date now. Yeah. But has convinced himself that he doesn't want to be around a woman because they suck.
Right.
This is bitter, bitter, bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is bitterness.
Something tells me this is his good life story, not everyone's
this
story.
Is his, this is the story he tells himself.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't even his life story. This is how he keeps himself sane from not being around other women. And then he drinks the rest of the way. Whatever's left over, he drinks it all off.
This is angry drunk
speak, too. And who's he talking to, by the way?
It's just the world.
He's talking over here, and then he's over here, but he's not talking to the camera. He's above the camera somewhere.
I can't believe it. You don't think he's got perfect production skills.
Not just perfect production skill, but he just calls it right.
You just
just calls the male-female thing right.
So this is a new lane on the talk that I've really been interested in, which is the toxic male and toxic female
lane.
Oh,
God.
People who have it figured out, and then they're telling you how to make your life as awesome as their life.
So we got some more of that coming? Well, let's go. I'd like to see a toxic female just to mix it up. Oh, here
all you OGs up there just getting out of the penitentiary, I mean, tatted back, looking fine, looking for somebody to wine and dine. Holla, holla, holla.
Aw.
She's rad.
She's sweet. But she's a cool guy.
She is a cool guy.
Yeah.
Well, what I like is her enormous tit span. I appreciate her lack of bra.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah.
I see some chest tattoos that have been partially
removed. Look at that. Taken off. Good for you. And kind of special care with the eyeliner. sort of the eye makeup seems a little unusually precise for a cool guy.
Yeah.
We give him the teeth. I don't expect the eyes.
Well,
let's put it that way. You
can't have it all.
You just can't afford the teeth. She drives a nice car.
Mm-hmm. I like that her eyebrows are purple to match her hair.
Of course.
It looks awesome.
Of course. And they're drawn in.
Now, however.
And her hair's crunchy.
Well, yeah. But I wish she wouldn't go for ex-convicts, personally.
Oh, did she say that? I didn't hear that.
Well, that's the whole call.
I thought she was saying she's an ex-con.
No.
Oh.
She's like, hey, are you getting out of jail?
She's an RPC female.
Try me out.
We should put them two together and see what they like. The world would explode, right?
I don't think
you can.
It
could be like absolute zero.
No, a black hole would develop. No, you can't put me
But they might share ideas. They might be interesting to hear them speak together.
To be like, do you like, I'm very specific. Yeah, I like hot black guys who like to fuck. She's like, no way, man. I like convicts. And then two of them.
Well, he likes convicts too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, what's neat is that her request, because so there's this thing when they get out of prison.
You gotta put them together, seriously.
No, you're not going to reach out to her. You want to?
You reached out to RPC, for Christ's sake.
Well, that's because we had a prolonged affair, like a love affair with him.
Okay.
But here's the deal, man. So she likes cons who are fresh out of jail because they want to go wine and dine you. And she's like, you can wine and dine me. We could go.
Okay, that's what they want. That's what she's looking for. Oh, man.
You think she wants weekend dick sucks?
Is she better? Because they won't even get out of the car until
dick sucks. Well, that's what she's offering. She's like, look, I know you haven't seen a woman in like 10 years. I'm the first woman you're going to see.
Understand, women don't have teeth.
And
you need to understand that.
And that's a plus for these guys.
Okay.
And that's it, dude. Let's hook it up.
But this isn't, my boyfriend has a pretty big dick. This isn't, I figured it out. I want to hear women who figured out men.
Oh, well, I don't know if it's in this batch, but
Well,
let's see. Are there any women who can give tips? Because there's a lot of Eastern European women that are great that are like, number one, I don't meet your mother unless there's a ring on my finger. Fuck you.
Which
is
reminds
great.
Me, is some of that what's going on with you up to date on 90 Day Fiancé?
No. Oh, wait. Yeah. Sorry.
A lot of Eastern European stuff going on.
I love
here.
It.
So is, which one's that?
Lana. Well, she's the one that's living out in the sticks of Washington.
Okay, yeah. What's her name?
And she's like, I want a ring. Where is my ring?
Yeah. Is she that?
She's special. But she's a gaslighter too. She'll always be like, what is your IQ? Mine is very high. Like, you fucking bitch.
She reminds,
that's not her.
No.
Sorry,
no.
I'm thinking of a different.
No, this is a date. This is
what's her fucking name,
shit.
Dude?
God damn it.
She's the worst.
Well, I like her. I think she's.
Why?
Because she's smart and she knows what she wants. And
she's skinny.
And she, is it Michael? Is that his name? No.
Michael. And, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Mike.
And she shouldn't be there. What is she doing there,
dude,
is my question.
First of all, 90 Day Fiancé right now is basically a game of whose life is worse.
But like, is she there because terrible. She wants to be on TV? And when she goes back to Ukraine, you
maybe.
Get something out of that?
Possibly.
Okay. And what's Yara doing in there?
Yara is the one that's in the fucking.
That's it. They're the second from the there.
Best.
There.
Oh, she's so much better than Jovi.
Right. What is she doing? I know. What is she doing here? Is that just wants to be on TV? That's where my default mode is. Like,
yeah.
She just wants to be on TV.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure. I guess to have opportunity in America after this is filming.
I like the way his friends go, how long does she have to stay married to you for her citizenship to kick in? He goes, 3 years. He goes, that's how long she's going to stay with you. And then she's leaving. And I think,
I think there's a lot of that. Yeah. They're all, it's all horrible. Like, none of them are in desirable situations right now. Personally, I think the farmhand one is the, like, that's my nightmare. I would rather be stuck with Michael out in the middle of Washington.
Except they probably have the best relationship of all of them.
They do actually like one another and respect each other and have affection.
And is she pregnant now too?
I don't know. Don't you dare spoil it. Don't you dare.
So, and how much pain's the ass are her parents?
Hey, move your thing up again I can see your face.
No, I can't.
You
keep
falling. Flip it. Flip it like this,
oh,
mommy.
Oh, God darn it. I keep forgetting to do this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. My God. So much better.
So much better.
Yeah.
The parents, how much of a pain in the ass? The farm parents.
I hate the farm parents with everything. And here's why. Yeah. For those of you who have no idea what we're talking about.
This is something that Tom got me into by getting me in through the Australian guy with the eyes.
Oh, my God.
Who has hyperthyroidism, has Graves' disease. And I watched 5 minutes and now haven't stopped 5 months later. And I'm so pissed.
So these are two. This parents live on the farm with their 27-year-old boy.
Did you catch what his job is?
He's a bug guy.
Yeah,
he's
road control.
Which is fine.
Yes, God bless
However,
him.
It is not his dream to take over the farm.
Correct.
The parents are imposing that dream on him.
Yes.
And they're allowing him to bring the Ukrainian girlfriend over.
Russian. This one's Russian.
Russian. On the thing that she's going to be a fucking farmhand. And she's not. She's a stripper back in wherever. Kiev or some shit. And like, she's like, I don't want to be farmhand. I hate pig. I don't want to feed pig. And also, they make them sleep in separate rooms so they can't even fuck when they want to.
Right.
But, and then the parents are mad.
I like that she's upset about that.
Yeah. Like, well, she didn't agree to this life of like farmhanding. I want to live in city. They all want to live in the city.
Yes.
And the parents are like, I can't understand why they don't want to work on the farm and sleep in separate bedrooms. And they're mad at the kids. It's like, well, kick them out.
And then when he says, look, I got to do it on my own. I got to make it on my own. They're like, a fat chance you could do it. And he's like, as opposed to going, well, good luck. And we'll get
here
you
go.
Set up.
Here's $500 bucks or whatever.
Yes, here's first month. For
you. Get the fuck out of here.
Get it. Exactly.
Well, why does she? She's very codependent, the mother on the son.
Well, that's what Julia keeps saying, that the mom's in love with her son.
Oh.
Go and stuff. There's a lot of that kind of stuff going on in these pairings every once in a while. Like the same thing with...
There's a lot of that, mommy.
With Colty.
Colty. Oh, the mayor's. Colty, I want a new couch. And then Colty had to clear it with his mommy if he could buy a couch, remember?
Yes.
Well, I don't know, Colton. That's a lot of money for a couch.
Oh, it's so awful.
Oh, fuck. I know.
It makes me so uncomfortable watching this stuff.
Same.
I feel bad for everybody.
Yeah, I know. That's the fun of the show,
I guess
though.
That's what you're into, right? That's
the Colty. Uncomfortable. But, well, I like it when the guys have a
backbone. By the way, I heard Larissa got fired.
Because
she makes too much money on her OnlyFans. And Susan the other day, she goes, we were just talking and she goes, well, Larissa's going into porn and it has a huge career already. And I go, what? I go, no way. She goes, they got invited.
Wait,
and I look it up. I look it up and she's like, fired, OnlyFans, making too much money, doing strip clubs, whatever.
Well, she's a smoke show. I mean, especially compared to this nerdy guy, like she's a smoke show.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. That's what she wanted in the first place, was to come
here
and
do
porn.
We need to do our own pillow talk for 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, my gosh.
You and I. Come on.
Can we? Where do we do it? Let's talk about it off air. I think we should.
Because we're burdening the After Dark fans.
I know. Sorry, guys.
With this. And we should just do a straight up pillow talk.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
And then do it online. Just set it up online. It'd be a hit.
Okay, let's contact TLC and do it as a show for them.
But they only seem to have it for graduates of their 90 Day Fiancé, right? Everyone that's a Pillow Talk had a 90 Day Fiancé episode.
Okay, we'll talk about
it. Maybe we'll have a special.
Okay. Okay.
We got to do this.
You know what I want to do? Here's what I really want to do is watch horrible movies and watch shitty TV, but like in real time with our audience. And then they can, like, as a companion to these awful things.
Perfect. Let's do this.
All right, we'll talk about this. We'll figure it out during lunch, right,
Nadav? Bridgerton companion.
A Bridgerton companion, the two of us being like,
It'd be great.
It's too horny. It's too, okay, anyway.
Please.
Okay.
It's the opposite, frankly.
You think so?
For men.
I like watching him, I don't want to, when he begawks, it's so funny. He's like,
when he
where's
rolls,
my tissue?
Rolls away. She goes, did that hurt you? Are you okay?
Stupid bitch.
Yeah. Here we go. What do we got? All right. Somebody figure it out.
Good evening. This is Brooke, and I just woke up to a disgusting text message. I took a nap. I got up, and I got a woman's breast, and somebody sent me a text of a tit pic. I don't do...
This is a female, right? This is a female?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel bad, 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 bad.
Why?
Because she's...
She got a tit pic?
No,
and you wanted
it? She's not connected to the world. She can't have friends and can't get tick pics or dick pics from anybody, I'm sure.
So what's her problem? Is this an IQ thing or is there some kind of
I think there's a bunch of stuff
illness happening?
Yeah, there's
I'm just curious.
Hanging out of her nose, if you've noticed, too.
There's a what?
Booger hanging out of her nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's not, as you say, her production skills are not up to par. Yeah. So, and she's got the TikTok eye.
Yeah, well, she that's has the good. At least yeah. she's got that going. Yeah.
Go the fuck inside.
Excuse me?
I told you what I said. Look at this dumb bitch. You're gonna go viral on TikTok.
Jesus.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Hi, TikTok.
Hi. Say hi to all my followers.
Two idiots.
Yes.
Okay. On my property.
Okay, go inside, you dumb cunt.
Whoa, bro.
I have a feeling those are two people that know each other are trying to get viral on TikTok.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
What's around her neck? Is that a, like a space necklace? What is it?
It's headphones.
Those are around the neck, circular?
Yeah, it's like they hang on the back of your neck, and then the headphones go up to your ears.
That is inexcusable.
That's a little weird.
Looks so nerdy. I would never wear that.
Yeah, doesn't go with bangs.
She should be shamed for those stupid headphones.
Yeah, she's not. No, her teeth are too good. The eyes
no, she's
are
pretty.
The eyes are looking straight ahead. This is not a real TikTok.
Well, she's not really a Karen because I have a feeling those guys are assholes, and she's like, you're fucking crazy person.
Yeah,
Karen,
I don't think it's real.
I side with Karen on this one.
Yeah, me too. Next. Shall I eat your pussy? Jesus. Nadav's in full swing today.
He's excited to get back. Oh, this
feel
is pretty
good,
cool.
Good.
This is me.
Why is he doing
at 12
this?
Years old. It was
proud
on ESPN. So
there you go.
Proud to be a hater, it says on his.
She's going 17 miles per hour.
That's kind of cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah, I like that.
How fast can a human go, really?
Proud to be a hater, he says on his t-shirt.
That's so dumb.
Yeah,
I
okay.
hate that shit.
Next.
Wait, hold on. How fast can a human being run, do you think?
I have 17 miles an hour. Seems to
be. You think that's the fastest?
I think 20 is sort of.
20 is the limit?
Isn't
it? She's almost there, bro.
Yeah.
She's like 12.
Crazy.
You know, it's pretty amazing when you think about that.
It goes from zero to that, too. Ah. Here we go.
Oh.
The reason why it's important to make your man jealous is because you have to put him in a sexually competitive state in order for him to remember how valuable you are. When he doesn't see other guys around you trying to bang you, he's not going to realize how attractive you are. That's the truth. The most beautiful girl I was with, I took it for granted because she tried her best to hide all of the guys trying to hit on her so I don't get jealous. Yeah. But as soon as I saw somebody who was hitting on her, somebody who was trying to flirt with her, all of a sudden I realized that this woman is unbelievably beautiful. So what you got to do is show home that there are guys around you trying to have sex with you. You don't have to bang the whole football team. Just insinuate it. Say that you got a new personal trainer and that he's a good trainer.
I think I've seen it.
And that he's giving you a discount.
What do you mean?
Okay.
And that his name is Tyrone.
Oh, Tyrone.
And you'll notice how he all of a sudden... We'll start trying to impress you a lot more often. Peace.
Well, that's narcissism, full on.
Oh,
right?
You don't think those are good?
No, I don't think he's figured it
love
out.
Love tips?
No. It's good not to take people for granted, but not to need people to be in the market to in order for you to understand their worth.
So what about silly. In the dating world?
I mean, to be fair, humans are that way, right?
Yeah.
We assess value by virtue of where it fits in the value scale in our society and what other people perceive as that value.
Correct.
I would argue a little more evolved state would be to have your own sense of what's valuable.
Yeah. Like, no, this guy's toxic as fuck.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, we have more voice messages?
Oh, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hey, Hitler. Hey. So, just watching the recent episode, and you guys are talking about the bubble farts. But I was just calling to ask you, when you fart, and it kind of feels like it blows up in your butthole, like you're not letting it out, where does that go? It feels like it gets sucked back into you, but realistically, it's not coming out, it's staying in. Where is it going?
But I think I know what she's talking about.
She has one of the characteristic that I find one of the funniest, most appealing human characteristics, which she says crazy stuff seriously and then laughs at the end of it. Like, yeah. I'm so embarrassed. It's so funny.
Well, I like the earnest tone.
Yeah, yeah. But then the giggling at the end.
So good.
So funny.
Yeah. Well, I know what she's like, talking about. It's almost like when your asshole swallows the fart.
It sucks it back in. Yeah. And it can move all the way back through your colon. And then come back out again. And some of it can resort.
Now, sometimes I feel as though, why does that muscle contract and make the fart go back in? Like it gets.
It's afraid it's going to push the brown out. Yeah.
Yeah. It's involuntary.
It's just a little bit of a shy fart.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's just saying, don't, I think some shit's coming. Don't do that.
Oh, so is there shit there? Or is
Maybe.
That a phantom?
No, it could be.
Belief.
It could well be. It could be both. Wow. Who knows? But no one's ever studied that.
So their farts are pushing the phantom shits out.
But I like the way she calls them bubble farts. Bubble farts. Cracks her own shit up.
That's it.
Laughing at her own silliness.
Yeah.
All right, another one.
Life is fun.
Yeah.
Hi, mommies and Dr. Jeans. Hey. This is Stanley from Denver, and I'm just calling because I have a weird question. Why is it that when my wife or I is sick, or when we're both sick, not like stomach stuff, but when we have like a fever and a cold, that we have the best sex ever, like
oh
the
gosh.
Most ball flappinest, titty flappinest sex of our lives. Is there anybody else? Is this happening to anyone else?
No.
Thanks, guys.
No.
Love the show.
I don't feel like
up in May.
I don't feel like banging when I'm sick. So maybe they're
no,
high
I
on
the opposite. That's the one time
shut
it's
down.
A, yeah.
Or maybe they're high on cold medicine.
Ooh, it's great thought because
Thank
that
you.
Can intensify orgasm. Yeah, good
NyQuil,
for you.
They're riding the night train.
Or even any of that stuff. Any of the people are affected differently by it. Oh, and he's into it. But does Annie take cold medicine when he's sick like that?
No, I don't ever take medicine, but it's because you're more sensitive. Your body's way more sensitive when you're sick, so everything feels better.
When you had COVID, was that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was way better.
Whoa.
Wild.
So did you give it to your partner, the COVID?
No, I didn't. And I mean,
in spite of having sex while you had COVID?
Yeah, because again, like I never technically got a positive result.
Oh,
so
did you wear a mask?
while I was fucking her? Yeah, but a leather one, not a.
With a zipper? Oh my god!
Do you like diving into cesspools with shit in it? Is that you? Is that how we got
Are
that?
You
footage?
Washing your face with sewer?
All right, but to me that sounds like more sort of a caretaking thing, like
dude,
people like to be taken care of when they're sick. And stuff.
I mean, like you, that is the last thing on my mind when I'm feeling sick. I don't want to be touched.
But I get destroyed by viruses. You know, some people are not that affected by them. I'm destroyed by them.
Yeah,
I can't get out of bed. I can't.
Yeah,
as much as I'd like to. So, give me another one. VM.
Hey, Dr. Drew. Hi, mommies. This is Trevor, 28, from Denver. My wife is 35 weeks pregnant, and we are just trying to figure out what the protocol should be. I know it's a personal decision,
for sex.
But just trying to figure out what's the best choice for the two of us and our baby when she's born on separating from our family. Should we quarantine very strictly for 2 weeks after we come home from the hospital with her?
Fucking 2 years.
Should we let the family around since they're going to be around her anyway down the process?
Right. Okay, got it.
Just looking for some info on that as somebody who's had COVID and you're more in the know than I am. So right. Anyway.
So here we go. Your obstetrician will give you some specific guidance, and for sure 2 weeks of quarantine, for sure.
Let me tell you something. Even non-pandy, nobody got near my newborns for like 90 days, bro. I think even the Chinese have a custom when you have a baby.
Yeah.
Nobody touches your baby for 90 days outside of the home. I tend to agree. Forget COVID. You can get RSV. You take that kid in the mall. I see people taking their three-week-olds to the mall.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here. You ever heard of RSV?
Respiratory syncytial virus.
Fuck that. And let me tell you, keep that kid inside.
When do they get the vaccine for that? It's not till like
there's no fucking vaccine until they're older.
Yeah, older, yeah.
So your kid can die from that.
Yep.
And secondly, keep the baby home. Don't let anybody touch your newborn for at least a month or two. Because listen, if that kid does get sick and you have to go to the hospital, guess what? You're going to get sick in the fucking hospital right now.
And
stay out of the hospital.
Agreed with all that. The other big Eastern European fear is that somebody's going to take the baby.
Somebody's going to
steal
the
baby.
I don't believe it that way. You think so? Okay. But don't let anybody touch your baby. No way.
I think that's good advice.
Keep
But I mean, you know, talk to your pediatrician obstetrician about it.
Grandparents want to visit. Well, make sure they're vaccinated before they
visit. There's a lot of stuff that goes into those decisions these days. It's not normal times.
It's not normal. And you know what? And I listened to the mom. You're the mom.
Yeah, mom is in charge.
You set the boundaries with the people. Mm-hmm. Who cares about guilt? Fuck your guilt, because it's going to save your baby.
Fuck your guilt.
Fuck your guilt.
Do you have the last TikTok to maybe go through as one more? Just to finish me off.
You really like them.
I do.
Oh, this one's my favorite one so far. Okay. This one's so sexy.
Oh, shit.
All right, King Talkers. I just wanted to show you just a sample of my toy bag. This is probably about 90% of it. There are some toys that I haven't used yet that are not on the table.
Spatulas.
Yeah, there's a spatula.
A lot of wooden spoons.
Every one of these toys has been used on me.
Gross.
That is a requirement for me to add it to my...
I think that's a cheese cutter there, too.
Here's a little sample of my toys.
Oh, my God. And there's no woman on earth that's attracted to this right now. This is for guys, right?
What do you call them?
My favorites.
Oh, jeez.
No, these are kink talkers.
Kink
so
talks.
There's a whole segment of kink people on
all the good stuff.
But when you see all the kitchen
all
items,
the good play.
Right?
Yeah, it's so cheap.
No, it means I just think to myself, that's what your mom hit you with when you're a kid.
Who wants to play?
So now he's reenacting. Those are dog toys at the very end. Those dog ropes.
Oh.
My dog has those.
That's true. Oh, that's so funny. I like where you're like, look, that's my dog's toy.
Literally, this Bitsy
maybe
has
they put on the head. You know, maybe the doggies play. Whatever.
First of all,
guys taught me all about that stuff.
Pony play or pup play. Oh. All his toys look thoroughly unhygienic and unsanitary, and they're on a filthy towel or whatever is on there. I wouldn't want any of that in my
life.
Yeah,
this is a good note for men right here. This is a little learning opportunity. Women are very interested in things being pristine even when you're doing dirty stuff.
Well, and here's why.
Yeah.
The vagina can get infected, right, Dr. Drew?
You got to protect the vagina, but I think you guys are even beyond that. I mean, you just like things. So you like the man to have showered.
Duh.
You like things smelling nice.
Yeah.
Men, their head doesn't automatically go there when they're thinking about sex. All that gets left behind. We have to pay it. We have to bring it forward on your behalf because we don't think
about
that.
Hold
naturally.
On. You're not you're not concerned that your balls stink. If I stink?
We're concerned that you have a good experience. Right?
Just,
and if it bothers you, then we go, we got to take care of that.
That is wild.
But we're not, that's not a priority thought. Most men.
So you're.
Most men would be like, spray something on there. Okay, let's go.
Spray.
Yeah, something. Yeah, I'm just saying. You guys are into clean.
Yeah.
Like showered and clean linen and clean everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because unsanitary is just gnarly. And look, your vagina can get infected. It's just gross. It's so unappealing.
You think your vagina's gross?
No. I love my vagina. My vagina is fucking pristine.
Okay.
I'm just saying that, like, I think about, or if I were on dirty sheets, I'd be like, ew, my vag, my poor little girl, my meow's going to get infected on this thing.
So,
like, I'm worried for her.
To voice messages and emails. Let us know if it's the vag you're protecting or something different. For Christina, that's the priority. Is there
Yeah, my juices on here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but why clean something up to only dirty it up again?
Because those are my clean juices on clean shit. I don't know. It's just like.
That's all I'm asking.
It's just nasty. I don't know.
Well, men need to pay attention. Bottom line. Men want to do things to increase their appeal to women. That's something they can do. The opposite of what was in that TikTok.
I still don't understand why there's no need for you to be clean in and of itself. Like there's no.
We don't want to smell.
So then that you'll offend women.
We don't want to, right.
It's only so that the other is not affected, but there's no intrinsic want to be clean. This like so
we don't
foreign.
Want to be. We don't want to be. We just aren't thinking about those things at that moment.
Wait, I'm sorry. So the sex drive overrides the
overrides
hygiene
anything because we sort of think we're going to be doing hygiene. Something dirty. So why do we want to be clean?
Oh my god! It's like, wild.
Tell me if I'm wrong, gentlemen. Send me emails. Send me voice messages. I think. It's either a combination of the sex drive just blots everything out, including everything, or the idea that we're going to be unclean.
Interesting? Because my two boys are so different in terms of their hygiene tolerance. One boy is like, I don't give a fuck. I'll sleep in this diaper dirty. I don't care.
Yeah.
The other one is like, my diaper's wet. I don't want to change it. And then is like, this is dirty and wants to clean. Mm-hmm. And you can see it from day one. Who's got a tolerance?
It's interesting.
And who doesn't? Yeah.
Yeah. We had sort of that same stuff too.
Yeah. There you go. It's just nature.
Genetics.
I guess nature.
Genetics. All right, Christina, that's it for today. Thank you, everybody. Again, go get the merchandise at store.ymhstudios.com and answer all my questions on the VMs, 213-818-253-1693, 818-253-1693, and emails. I'll sort through them all at drdraftedark@gmail.com. And anything before we go?
No, just, keep making way.
Be coming up in May. Thank you, Mommies.
Come up in May.
Thank you, Jeans. See you.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.